opinions expressed by talk show hosts or callers on KWRO AM 630 do not necessarily represent or express the opinions of the staff and management of KWRO AM 630 or Bicoastal Media LLC, its sponsors and subsidiaries. And now, ladies and gentlemen, broadcasting live from the palatial Bicoastal Media Studios high atop the Hall Building in beautiful downtown Coos Bay, it's the Jim Bice Show. Here he is, Jim Bice, the guy everyone hates to love.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Jim Bice Show. It's Monday. And I thank you for inviting me into your home or office or car or wherever it is you're listening. I do want to remind you that if you'd like to join the show, we got a lot of stuff to cover today. If you'd like to join in, I would love to hear your opinions on the subject matter I'm going to cover. You can give me a call at 541-267-2124. Or if you're outside the immediate calling area, you can call toll free at 800-507-5569. I do want to remind everybody that we're streaming live on the internet. You can get that from two sources, www.kwro.com, or you can go on my website, www.coosnews.com, and just click on the live streaming button there. While I'm mentioning my website, I got several things that are coming up that I think are kind of exciting. Next weekend, July 15th and 16th, is North Bend's July Jubilee. It's North Bend's birthday party. There's going to be a parade and car show and all kinds of food and activities and things to do in North Bend. And on my website, www.coosnews.com, there's a link that shows all of the activities. It shows the schedule, the parade route. Everything is right there on that page. So just go to my website and click on the logo for the July Jubilee and it's everything you ever wanted to know about the July Jubilee. Also on my website, I've got a link to the Coos County Fair. And that's coming up real quickly. It's going to be July 26th through 30th. Of course, at the Coos County Fair, Coos County Fairgrounds in Myrtle Point. It's Coos County Fair and Rodeo. And as you listen to the show today, I have tickets to give away for free admission to the Coos County Fair. So during the show, we're going to be giving away some of those tickets to lucky callers and giving an opportunity to go out and enjoy the fair and the rodeo. It's always a good time. I love going to it. You know, it's kind of a social occasion. You get to see people you only see once a year. Plus, it's fun in the sun. Okay, one more thing. Next Saturday, July 16th, I will be the keynote speaker at the Brookings Tea Party event. They have a meeting once a month. They have quite a few people show up, I guess in excess of 300. But I'm going to be the keynote speaker for next Saturday's meeting. That's in Brookings. It starts at 2 p.m. and it's at the Azalea Middle School at 505 Pacific Street in Brookings. So if you can make it down there, I'm going to be talking about various things, what people in a Tea Party can do to help make a difference in America. And I think most of the people that listen to this show realize that there are some changes that need to be made in this country. The hope and change that a lot of people voted for didn't come about the way they anticipated. Now it's time for the people to stand up and start taking this country back. I want to lead off here with something that kind of caught my eye. This was a letter to the editor in a Daily Garbage Can liner. It was written by Jay Bell from Coquille. And I'm just going to go ahead and read this so I don't miss anything. And then I want to open this up for discussion because this is something that affects each and every one of us here in Coos County. She starts off, she said, "I read the article in The World regarding SOVO funding in near disbelief." SOVO is a Southern Oregon Veterans Outreach organization. It seems that our Coos County commissioners don't feel that they can spend $12,000 a year of our money to fund the veteran support group SOVO, which has been providing vets a stable location for contact and for group meetings and so forth. Our county has only 62,000 people, including children, and more than 9,000 of these people are veterans. Our commissioners, however, have provided their Forestry Citizens Advisory Committee with $50,000 to study the forest inventory. Why isn't retiring County Forester Bob Laporte being offered a reasonable sum to give a final update? It's a good question. After all, no one knows forests better than Bob Laporte. The county trusted him for years to evaluate our forests and arrange for timber sales. Then there's a proposed $75,000 for a governance citizen committee's use in deciding how our county should be run. Funny, I thought that was the job of the commissioners, was to run the county, but apparently not. The options for running an Oregon county are outlined in the Oregon Revised Statutes. They're online for free. Maybe the commissioners are not computer literate. I don't know. But they want to spend $75,000 of your money for a Citizens Advisory Committee. After attending Board of Commissioners meetings for years and watching the commissioners summarily ridicule, ignore, and tell citizens to sit down and shut up, belittle citizen input, even when they knew the citizens were knowledgeable, it will indeed be interesting to see who they pick to be on their citizen advisory boards. I doubt it would be anyone who spends precious personal time going to the meetings and gathering information on how they function. You know, this has the potential to be a real boondoggle. They want these citizen advisory committees. Is this going to be a bunch of yes men that just go along with whatever the commissioners want? Or is it going to be a true cross-section of the county? We already know that one of our commissioners has illegally consulted with the head of the cave people on certain issues. Is this what we can expect in the future? The Board of Commissioners has, in the recent past, found funds for such items as new carpeting in the courthouse, new ceilings, new lighting, plus county building retrofitting to natural gas, which they say will sometime in the future reduce energy costs after we pay for all the new natural gas appliances, of course. Then there's a closed-circuit TV between Francis Smith's Health Department office in North Bend and the commissioner's chambers. Do we really need that? And then there are the iPods for the commissioners. Why are the taxpayers buying iPods for commissioners? I now read our newest appointed commissioner, Fred Messerly, wants approval to renovate the $750,000 newly renovated Owen building so the commissioners can have larger offices. Do we need to pay for the commissioners to have larger offices? A minimum of six additional citizen advisory committees are being set up. The spending of our money is endless, but it doesn't seem to be much for the citizens and nothing at all for SOVO. Now, that's her letter with some of my comments. I want to know how you feel about this. Are you happy that our commissioners can seem to find money for all these advisory groups to tell them how to do their job, and yet they can't come up with a measly $1,000 a month to fund the Southern Oregon Veterans Outreach Organization? Does this make any sense to you? Give me a call here at 541-267-2124. I want to know what you think. Are our commissioners spending our money wisely? Or are they pulling the same crap that they do in Salem and in Washington, coming up with advisory committees made up of toadies that tell them whatever they want to hear? Give me a call and let's talk about it. We're going to take a short break, and on this break, we're going to give away the first of passes to the Coos County Fair and Rodeo. So the third caller at 267-2124 gets a free pass to the Coos County Fair and Rodeo. We'll listen to these commercial messages, and I'll be right back.
Do your vehicle's brakes have you reaching for your ears? How about that? Sound familiar? But where do you get or those squealing brakes? Instead of, get on in to Tom and Giggs Auto Body, Muffler, and Brakes in Empire. Tom and Giggs has over 35 years of service knowledge and expertise. They're your complete brake and exhaust specialists. Now featuring spray-on bedliners by Permatech, guaranteed not to fade. Tom and Giggs Auto Body, Muffler, and Brakes on Schoenemann across from 7-Eleven in Empire.
Stop in today to the all-new one-stop gun shop, Hole in the Wall Gun Shop in Coos Bay. Your area leader in quality firearms, Hole in the Wall Gun Shop proudly features the top brands of new and used handguns, hunting rifles, black rifles, antique and collectible guns, ammo, mace, and more. Gun cleaning and repair, expert advice, and handgun safety classes for concealed carry permits are offered too. So stop into Hole in the Wall Gun Shop across from Cumyon's on Highway 101 South in Coos Bay. We buy, sell, or trade.
We're back. It's the Jim Bice Show. There he is, Jim Bice.
Welcome back to the Jim Bice Show. On that commercial, I was just listening to the Hole in the Wall Gun Shop commercial, and I was over there before the show. I generally stop by there on Monday. The owner, Kenny Lawrence, is a good friend of mine, and I kind of stop by to see if he has anything really nifty in there that I can't live without. And he just got in. This is something that I was real tempted to buy it if I didn't already have one. He just got in a Marlin 22 Magnum bolt action. It's tubular fed, stainless steel with a laminate stock, and it comes with scope rings and everything. This thing looks like brand new. And I've got the same thing, only mine's blued. And I can tell you that the thing is pinpoint accurate. And anyway, he's got that over there. If you're interested in the 22 Magnum, It's a beautiful rifle. It's like new, and he's only asking $250 for it. So you might stop into Hole in the Wall. Like I said, if you want a 22 Magnum, it's a great round. It's a great varmint round. Stop in and ask him about that Magnum. I'm sure it's going to go pretty fast. Anyway, I want to get back to the nonsense going on out at the Coos County Courthouse. You know, we went through the budgeting process. We had to cut back on county employees. We had to cut back on a lot of stuff because there just isn't any money. You know, this is a common theme that we're hearing from all levels of government. There just isn't enough money. And yet the commissioners want to spend money needlessly, in my opinion. They want to inventory our forests. Well, my God, we've had a county forester for years that knows those forests inside out, upside down. I'm sure that they could pay him a nominal amount to go out and give us an accurate inventory of what we've got without spending $50,000 to do it. And then they want a citizens' governance committee. Now, what good is that going to do? You know, by law, the commissioners are limited as to what they may or may not do, and the Oregon statutes specifically outline the duties of the Coos County commissioners. Do we really need to spend $75,000 for a citizens advisory committee when what they advise carries no weight? Or is this just another ploy to get a bunch of the commissioners, yes, man, in positions where they carry more public influence? You know, who's going to be on this thing? That's a big question. But why are we spending 75 grand for that and then telling something useful like SOVO, the services, and I'm familiar with Southern Oregon Veterans Outreach. They do a lot of good. They help a lot of veterans. If you're a veteran, if you've never gone to apply for benefits or had a question, SOVO's a place to go. These people are knowledgeable. They're very helpful. And there's something that's necessary in this area. My God, we're involved in all kinds of wars all over the world. We've got new veterans showing up every day. And these people need some guidance. For a measly $12,000 a year, $1,000 a month, the commissioners cut them off so they can spend $75,000 for a citizens advisory committee? Give me a break. And they want to spend $50,000 to inventory our force when they could probably do it for $5,000 by having Bob Laporte give them an itemized inventory? Most of that he probably knows off the top of his head. And why are we buying, we the taxpayers, why are we buying iPods for the commissioners? Why do we want to remodel the Bev Owen building, which was just completed and remodeled? Why do we want to spend more money so the commissioners can have bigger offices? Are we paying them to live in palaces? Is this just another example of the arrogance of public officials? Oh, well, we want new offices and probably want to, you know, spend a fortune to furnish them as well. We want bigger offices. Is that going to help them better serve the public? Or is that a stroke to their ego that you get to pay for?
Well, you would think with $750,000 that would include furnishings, wouldn't it? It's just a rehab.
The $750,000 is what it cost to initially remodel the Bev Owen Center.
So that's what they spent to
date. That's what's already been spent.
That's a nice little building. I mean, they've done it's nice.
Yeah, but that, you know, that was budgeted. It took them 10 years to come up with the money to do that. And they finally got the money, and it was a combination of funds from various sources. And it was necessary because the county needed the extra space. It was a good thing. But now, after we spent 750 G's, this bunch of commissioners wants to go in and spend more money specifically so they can have bigger, nicer, more palatial offices. Does this make any sense to anybody? I want to know what you think about this. Are you happy about this? Do you think that the commissioners are spending your money wisely while at the same time laying off people in an already sucky market and cutting back on services? Does this make any sense? Or is this just another example of public official arrogance? Is this just another example of telling you, the people that are paying the bills, that you're stupid? You may be living from paycheck to paycheck. You may be fighting just to survive in this economy, but they want to spend your money to give themselves iPods. They want to spend your money to give themselves bigger, nicer, and I'm sure well-appointed offices. What's wrong with this picture, folks?
iPods, huh?
iPods.
I'm still trying to figure out what... I mean, I'm sure you can download meetings.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but you... I mean, most cars... I mean, my car, I drive an old beater, and I can still plug in a jump drive into the stereo, a thumb drive, a little,
right,
you know, 6 gig little thumb drive, and listen to, you know, I don't have to have an iPod.
No, I don't either. And, you know, every one of those commissioners got a computer in their office. The commissioner's receptionist has a computer. There's computers all over the courthouse, which, by the way, we just spent a ton of money to refurbish. Why do they need an iPod? And if they think they need one, why do we need to pay for it? Now, I'm sure if they have their way and get their new palatial offices, that they'll have computers in their offices. So why do they need the iPod? Why do they need the bigger offices? Is this proper use of taxpayer money? I want to know what you think about that. Do you think that this is making proper use of your dollars? You know, we're up against a break here. I've got a caller holding on the phone. Mike, if you will hold on during the break, I would love to talk to you about this. We do need to take a short break and hear from some of our commercial sponsors. On this break, we're going to give away another ticket for free admission to the Coos County Fair and Rodeo. So third caller, 541-267-2124, gets a free ticket to the Coos County Fair and Rodeo, and I'll be right back.
Have you been looking for a good mechanic? At Tom's Bulldog Automotive, located on Highway 101 in the Bunker Hill area of Coos Bay, they offer dealer quality service and repairs at lower prices. They're locally owned and operated, so you get the personal attention you need. First, they listen to you, then they listen to your vehicle. Their ASE certified technicians perform only the services you ask for. No surprises. If you're looking for trustworthy, top-notch vehicle care, Tom's Bulldog Automotive is the place. They take a bite out of the high cost of vehicle repairs. Call them today at 541-269-0399.
Stop by Jim Vick Auto Sales in their new location on the corner of Virginia and Broadway in North Bend. You'll find just the right vehicle at just the right price. They've got a broad selection of quality inspected cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs in every price range. Jim Vick has been in the car business for over 40 years in this area and has served three generations of Bay Area residents. Give Jim a call at 541-808-2400. That's Jim Vick Auto Sales for your next vehicle.
If I can't save you money, I don't deserve your business.
Attention timeshare owners. Frustrated with your timeshare? Then we want your timeshare today. Don't pay your next bill until you talk to us. Call us at 888-888-9033. We want your timeshare today. Over the last 6 years, we've helped thousands of timeshare owners escape increasing maintenance fees, assessment fees, and even mortgage payments. We'll give you a free face-to-face evaluation of your timeshare or by phone 7 days a week. Don't wait. Appointments fill up fast. So call 888-888-9033 right now to see if your timeshare qualifies. That's 888-888-9033. We have a 100% guarantee, and we are A-rated by the Better Business Bureau. So call right now at 888-888-9033. That's 888-888-9033. We want your timeshare today. Direct transfers customers are direct and through affiliates. Customers are those doing business with us. Contact company for complete details.
About 1,000 folks a month. Well, right there says IncomeAtHome.com is real. Now, these are work-from-home guys who do one thing better than anyone. They help you start your own business so you can make money right from your own home. That's right, your home business. If you got a computer, they're going to show you how to make money from your kitchen table, your office. There's no selling soap, there's no pressure, and you can check out their $1,000 giveaway at their website, IncomeAtHome.com. IncomeAtHome.com. That's IncomeAtHome.com. Do you know that most Americans do not have a will? Now, the question is why? Now, you certainly don't want the government rules dictating what happens to your property and your minor children. So why are you procrastinating? Now, most people say, it's too expensive, too time-consuming. Well, my answer is LegalZoom.com. Too expensive? Well, you're going to love LegalZoom's reasonable prices. Most people finish the online process in just 20 minutes. Now, National Make-A-Will Month is almost over, but there's still time. You can make or update your will right now or get a living trust. And if you do that, you get your pour-over will absolutely free. Your will be state-specific and personalized based on your information. And LegalZoom's documents have been accepted by courts and government agencies now in all 50 states. Now, there's only a few days left in National Make-A-Will Month, so don't wait. If you need a will, a power of attorney, just go to LegalZoom.com. And don't forget, enter my last name, Hannity, in the referral box when you check out for even more savings. LegalZoom.com, they're not a law firm. They provide self-help services at your very specific direction. Remember the name, LegalZoom.com.
When District VP Todd Chrisman stays at La Quinta Inns and Suites,
waffle,
he stops by the Bright Side Breakfast to carpe his diem. And after that bright start, you know what Todd does in his morning meeting?
So, that takes us through Q4. I think we're looking at our
best year ever!
He rocks their world!
I love your pie chart!
Encore!
Free breakfast, free internet. La Quinta takes care of you so you can take care of business. Book your next successful stay at LQ.com.
We're back. It's the Jim Bice Show. There he is, Jim Bice.
Welcome back to the Jim Bice Show. As promised, I'm going to go right to the phones to Mike in Bandon. Mike, are you still with us?
Yes, sir, I sure am.
Hey, thanks for holding through the break. You know, we got to do this.
Hey, no problem.
Okay, what? You had some comments on the veterans?
Yeah, I was just thinking, you know, these people out risk their lives for us and stuff, and then these commissioners like can't find $12,000, but yet they can get bigger offices for themselves.
Yeah.
That's so they can keep track of all the ways they're taking advantage of the citizenry, or is that to actually, you know, service us better, or what would those bigger offices actually get us? I mean,
well,
less services for.
I don't think it's going to do anything except maybe be an ego stroke for the commissioners. You know, I've dealt with commissioners in this county for over 20 years, and yeah, they two of the officers are basically cubbyholes. One of them, the chairperson of the commission, has a little bigger office, but you know, realistically, I don't understand why they need bigger offices. With computers and everything, virtually everything you do is right there in front of you on a computer. And yeah, they have paper stacked around and this and that and the other thing, but do they really need big palatial offices with new furnishings and all the other things to do the job that we're paying them to do?
I don't think so. Aren't they called civil servants or something like that? Doesn't that signify that, you know, they're making a little bit of a sacrifice to serve the people of the community that they're elected to?
Well, you know, that's the theory, Mike. I think the reality is that in our society, the term civil servant has become semantically equal to civil master.
We're the servants.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're there to provide money for them to spend. That's our function.
Oh, okay.
As far as whether they do it for our benefit or their benefit, well, you know, it seems to be the general tone of government across the board nowadays that people like you and me and all the other folks listening here, we're just not smart enough to understand what's good for us.
You mean we're cash flow?
Yeah, that's all we are.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, we're cash flow.
I almost feel important now.
Yeah,
I'm cash flow.
Yeah. What do you think, Mike? Do you think you're smart enough to make your own decisions?
I guess not. Maybe not. Maybe we do need masters, right?
Yeah. Well, that's what they seem to think. What do you think of this Citizens Advisory Committee to tell the commissioners how to do their job? Do you think 75 grand a year is sufficient for that?
No, I think that money should go over for the veterans, you know, all 75 grand of it, and those guys should get off their butts and just figure out what their job was for. Didn't they get elected on some kind of platform, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that kind of thing?
Well, yeah.
So they already know what we want, right?
Well, and they're being well paid. I don't remember the exact number off the top of my head, but it's the commissioners make somewhere north of 60 grand a year.
Four times what I make.
Well, yeah, I would think for that kind of money, they should be able to figure out exactly what their job is. You know, I go online right now and access the Oregon Revised Statutes, and that tells you exactly what their job is. If I can do it for nothing, shouldn't they be able to do the same thing?
Yeah, you would think so. I think it's just another case of, you know, them just ripping us off again.
Well, I would tend to agree with that.
Need to do something about those veterans. They really need to not let that go. I mean, I hope everybody listening is going to call them up and say something. I'm going to. So,
well,
it's ridiculous.
Good.
Those veterans risk their lives for us, and we can't give them a measly 12 grand.
I know.
Buy iPods for those guys.
Yeah, we're talking a grand a month. That's chump change.
Yeah,
it's
I think
chump
they should
change.
Have more than that.
And you know, the veterans, you know, these are people that paid their dues in advance.
Yeah, so we can be free.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. You know,
I do, too.
That's wrong.
It is.
Everybody calls their commissioners. I'm going
well,
to.
Well, I think they should, and I appreciate the fact that you called me and that you're going to call them, Ron, or Mike. I thank you for the call.
You know,
no
something
problem.
That's interesting, Jim, is that 12 grand
Yeah.
We'll keep an entire department functioning.
Yeah.
And that is less than one full-time employee per month.
Yeah.
So they can...
Well, the SOVO is a volunteer organization. They live off donations and the paltry amount they get from the county. It's not a county department.
Well, I understand that. But if you think about it, just the logic, an entire department can operate like that and do a lot of good for less than what it would cost to just to have one person work and do whatever.
Yeah, we couldn't have a county employee for $12,000 a year.
No. And so this is a very productive stipend, if you will.
It is. And I know that they help literally hundreds of people because I've been over there. I've worked with them on various things. SOVO is a great organization. I myself am a veteran, and I went over and asked their advice on some issues. And by golly, they found out and they gave me good information. To me, that's well worth it. And for the county commissioners to arbitrarily decide that a citizens advisory committee and a forest inventory and them having iPods and them having bigger offices are more important than the veterans that served their country in this county, there's something seriously wrong. Let's go over to line 6 and we'll talk to Ron in Myrtle Point. Ron, welcome to the Jim Bice Show.
Well, thank you for taking my call.
Sure. What's on your mind today, Ron?
Well, I just happened to turn into your channel and I heard the $12,000 cutback that the commissioners were going to do, and I wasn't sure what you was talking about, whether it was that related to SOVO.
Yeah.
And I've been involved with that organization myself. It is an all-volunteer. Nobody gets paid anything.
Right.
For working there. It's soldiers, our former soldiers helping soldiers.
Exactly.
And, the two guys that do most of the work there are well qualified and very knowledgeable of what they're doing, and well able to help in these ex-soldiers or former soldiers that have disabilities or looking for the benefits, educational benefits and so on.
Right.
And it really surprised me that. I guess it's one particular county commissioner, I don't recall the name, that actually pushed this to happen. And the county does have a full-time person that's
right.
Paid probably considerably more than what SOVO is getting.
That goes without saying.
Six or seven times as much.
Well, it's a gazillion times much because the people at SOVO don't get paid anything. They're doing it because it's the right thing to do. I don't know, Ron, if you've ever applied to the government for anything, but the paperwork is a nightmare. And I know I had some business to conduct with the Veterans Administration, and of course I called them up and they sent me all this crap that I couldn't make heads or tails out of. So I went over to SOVO, and those people are so helpful. They make it so easy, and they're so willing to bend over backwards to do whatever they need to do to help you out. And they're doing this for nothing, and all they need from the county is a paltry $1,000 a month, which is in essence to pay the rent and their overhead.
Right, and that doesn't even pay for that. But
no, it doesn't.
They get from donation from people that a lot of them are soldiers that are donating it.
Yeah, I know I've talked to a lot of veterans that when they got their benefits, they turned around and they made donations back as a form of thank you, which I think is appropriate.
Well, I am a veteran myself, a Vietnam veteran, and also I spent a year in Iraq. Oddly enough.
Oh, wow. Okay. A glutton for punishment, huh?
Yeah. Well, I ended up being in the National Guard, and we got activated just before I retired.
Right.
So, anyway, I had to get help myself, and they helped me out an awful lot. In fact, I've been in turn volunteering to help out in some of the things that they're doing, too. So,
yeah. I've been on a four-year ordeal trying to, I'm a Vietnam veteran. I've been on a 4-year ordeal trying to get benefits that they promised me, you know, when I went in. But then, but now that I want some of those benefits that were promised, they've made it extremely difficult. And Sovo's helped me out tremendously, but I haven't gotten anything yet because we're still fighting over it. You know how that goes.
Oh, yes.
But, you know, I think Sovo's invaluable to the veterans of this community, and it just irks me. It burns me that we've got a bunch of self-centered commissioners out there that are more interested in bigger offices and iPods and spending taxpayers' money on advisory groups than they are taking care of the veterans of this county.
Well, you know, it's really sad to say, but things really made a major change for the veterans when Nikki Whitty passed away.
That's true.
She was really a strong supporter.
She was. She was. Nikki Whitty was. She was an advocate for a lot of different things in this county. And the thing about Nikki, she had common sense about her, and she was not self-centered like this bunch now seems to be. It was for the people. She understood who she worked for. I don't think this current bunch has a clue as to who they work for.
Yeah.
You know, what kind of a person in this economy with the county budget looking at cutbacks here, there, and everywhere can with a straight face say that we need to spend more taxpayer money so that we can have bigger offices and we can have iPods? What kind of a person is that?
Well, see, I wasn't even aware of that aspect of it. All I knew is that they was cutting back on the veterans.
Well, yeah, and then they want to spend, well, $50,000 to inventory the county forest when they should have that information anyway. And $75,000 for a citizens advisory committee? I mean, you know, what's wrong with this? They're cutting off funding to something that's beneficial to a lot of people in this county, and to a lot of people it's absolutely vital, for some pie in the sky deal and pure selfishness. I think maybe it's time to get out the tar and feathers, don't you?
That might be one way to one remedy anyway.
Well, when next time I go through Coquille, hopefully I'll smell the tar. Ron, I thank you for the call, and I thank you for your service.
Thank you.
Okay, you have a great day. We need to take another short break here. On this break, I want to give away, we're giving away stuff left and right today. I'm going to give away a certificate for a free ice cream cone down at the shop. Now, the shop is a shop. It's located on Highway 101 in Coos Bay.
Imagine that, it's a shop.
134 South Broadway. They've got gift cards. They've got a lot of neat stuff in there. Lots of gift type stuff and really high end neat stuff. It's a great place to go in and browse, but they also got ice cream, and this is real ice cream. It's not the self-serve stuff. It's real honest to goodness ice cream.
Umqua
ice cream. Yeah. Yes, it is.
Umqua ice cream.
And I'm going to give away a certificate for a free ice cream cone. Now, what this certificate consists of, and this is not only for the winner this time, but it's for the previous winners, what I'm going to send you, I'm going to mail you, it's a business card for the shop, but on the back of it is stamped with the Jim Bice Show. And the fact that it's stamped with the Jim Bice Show makes it redeemable for a free ice cream cone. So all you got to do, if you've already gotten one or if you're going to get one in the future, when you get this in the mail, you take that card into the shop, you present it to them, they'll give you a free ice cream cone. Heck of a deal. And with the weather the way it's been the last few days, an ice cream cone actually sounds pretty doggone good.
Yeah, so, I'm with you. It sounds really good.
Yeah. So anyway, we're going to take a short break here and hear from some of our commercial sponsors. The third caller, the 541. 267-2124, third caller, gets us a certificate for an ice cream cone at the shop. So dial the phone, I'll be right back.
Need tires for your car, truck, RV, travel trailer, or ATV? Far West Tire Factory, located on Highway 101 just north of the Red Line Motel, has everything you need. They sell all the name brands you're familiar with. Michelin, BF Goodrich, Cooper, Goodyear, Firestone, Uniroyal, Goodrich, ProComp, and Dunlap, and the best bargain on the market today, Kelly Springfield Tires. They're a really good deal on a great tire. Far West Tire Factory also specializes in custom wheels, shocks, brakes, alignments, lube and oil filters, coolant and transmission flushes, and tune-ups. Far West Tire Factory is one of almost 200 locally owned and operated tire factory stores in the 10 western states, so they'll serve all of your automotive needs wherever you travel.
Don't you love really fresh seafood? Fish, clams, oysters, scallops, and chowder? Now it's available right in the heart of downtown Coos Bay. The Pyramid, located upstairs in the old City Hall building, is an upscale seafood restaurant serving the freshest seafood dinners every evening from 5 to 9 p.m. Of course, at the Pyramid, you can also enjoy your favorite adult beverage along with your dinner and dance to a live band on Saturday night. On Mondays, treat yourself to tacos for just $1 each, and Wednesdays are our special day for seasoned citizens. The Pyramid, the new option for fine dining and dancing in downtown Coos Bay. Enjoy fine dining at the Pyramid tonight.
We're back. It's the Jim Bice Show. There he is, Jim Bice.
Welcome back to the Jim Bice Show. We've been talking about our Coos County commissioners and their self-aggrandizing use of our money at the expense of our veterans here in the county. And I don't think it's right. I don't think we need a citizen advisory group. I don't think we need to spend $50,000 for an inventory of our county forests. I don't think the commissioners need bigger offices, and I question whether or not the taxpayers should be buying iPods for the commissioners. I want to know what you think about it. I'm going to switch gears here.
But before you do that, do you have contact information? Who did they call about this, the SOVO? Do you have a number for SOVO? Or?
I do not, but they're in the phone book.
Okay.
And they're located over in Pony Village Mall up on the mezzanine floor.
Oh, okay. 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 That works.
But these people do a lot of good, and it's all volunteers. You know, these people are basically, they're veterans themselves, and they have been through the system and jumped through all the hoops and found out what a hassle it is to deal with government agencies. And they decided that they were going to form this group to help other veterans through the raft of paperwork and the nonsense you've got to go through to get the benefits that you were promised when you enlisted. You know, it's really that simple. Oftentimes, the government promises veterans or promises people, oh, well, you enlist, you go do your duty for your country, and when you get out, these are the benefits we will provide for that service if and when you ever need them. And those services are available, but it's not as easy as just asking and saying, hey, you know, I did my thing. I need this. I need that. You've got to go through an application process that is seemingly never ending. And then you have some bureaucrat someplace that I think as a matter of course, they just automatically decline your first request just because. So it's a nightmare. And SOVO helps that so much. They are so helpful and they are knowledgeable. Because if you ever look at government forms, some of the stuff they request, you can sit there and read it several different ways and still not know exactly what it is they want. But you can take that stuff over to SOVO and talk to the folks there, and they can pinpoint it exactly. Well, this is what they're looking for here. This is what they want there. And they can assist you in getting all of that done and getting it submitted in a timely manner and in a manner that the government bureaucrats are looking for. Because, you know, remember, you're dealing with bureaucrats. Common sense does not enter into it.
Real quick.
Okay, we've got a commissioner on the line here, or a caller.
A caller about the commissioners.
About the commissioners. We got Dale on line five. Dale, welcome to the Jim Bice Show.
Hey, how you doing, Jim?
I'm doing great. What's on your mind here, Dale? Something about the commissioners?
Well, you know, I ran for the position last time.
Right.
And the fact is, these two guys that have got appointed...
Right.
If they don't know what they're doing, why did they even apply for the job? Why do they have to hire a committee to tell them what they need to do?
Well, I think that's a very good question. You know? Most people... If they become a commissioner or other elected official through the electoral process, most of the people that stand for election actually go to the trouble of attending meetings and learning what the position involves. But here we have two appointees, and now at least one of those appointees, I know he's been involved in local and county government for some time, and he probably has a pretty good idea of how things work, but one of them's a novice. And I agree with you. Why are we spending more money to teach these people how to do their job when all they've got to do is get online and the statutes tell them what their job is?
Well, I think what the problem is, you know, they haven't got any common sense to realize, you know.
Well,
they're
obviously
public
not.
Servants. They're public servants, and they're supposed to be doing what the public wants, not what they decide they want to do once they get in there and have a big power trip. All that job is a power trip for people, and we have to get those people out because they're ruining our country.
And it's at all levels, Dale. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, but we have to do something.
We do.
It's going to get worse unless we do something.
Well, I think the only answer is to educate the public as to the nonsense going on, which I try to do here. And I'm a strong advocate for the Tea Party movement. I don't make any bones about it. The Tea Party folks are non-political. They just want our country back. And that's kind of where I'm coming from. I mentioned that I'm going to be speaking to the Brookings Tea Party group on Saturday. If you get an opportunity, you might run down there, and hopefully I have something interesting to say.
But, you know, I didn't know they were, you know, I worked for a city up north, you know, and when they didn't pass the budget, the first thing they started doing is cutting all the benefits to the public off.
Well, see, and that's what they do. You know, it's been typical government practice that if the voters don't give them the money they want, they punish the voters. They don't cut their own bureaucracy. What they cut is benefits that directly affect the public. This is another example right here, you know. We've got three commissioners. They're more interested in bigger offices. They're interested in having iPods. And they want to spend your money to have a citizens committee tell them what they should do. Why in the hell aren't they just doing their job? You wanted the position, Dale. Did you want a bigger office?
No, you know, and you know, I look at it. You know, yeah, they're on a salary, but you know, they should be there 8 hours a day or doing something for the people, 8 hours a day, and whatever it takes to do that job for the people of Coos County.
Exactly, and you make a very valid point. Dale, I thank you for your call. We've got another caller on holding on line six. We're going to go to Kat in Coquille. Kat, welcome to the Jim Bice Show. How are you doing today?
Hi, Jim. I'm doing well, and I know you're short on time, so I'll go through quick.
Well, I'll tell you what. If we run out of time, we'll hold you over through the break. How's that?
Okay, but we'll try not to.
Okay.
On the forest inventory part.
Right.
I think you've got a really good idea on the guy who used to do it, or else I can just look out my window and I can tell you there's a lot of trees out there.
you're absolutely right, Kat. And,
yeah,
but
you know, it's really simple.
You know, Bob LaPorte has been the county forester for years and years and years. He's a good man. He knows the county forests. I mean, he really knows them. I've talked to the guy. Very
not only
knowledgeable.
That, but he probably can spout off to you exactly.
Yeah.
You know, he probably goes to sleep counting trees instead of counting sheep.
More than likely, he could probably sit down and with very little effort come up with the amount of board feet that we have potentially, what's ready to harvest when. You know, the guy's a sharp guy. He's retiring. Why not offer him $5,000 to come up with a final report? I don't think that's out of line.
Well, not only that, they don't really want that. They don't want to cut anything. Oh, okay, number two.
Well, no, you're right. What they want is a bunch of yes men.
Yeah.
That's all they're after. It's just like, you know, the Citizens Advisory Committee. Why do they need that?
They don't. Anyhow.
You know, they get citizen input at every meeting if they will listen to what the...
listen.
Boy, isn't that the truth, Kat?
Yes, that's true. Also, I didn't notice that Nikki Whitty ever needed a bigger position, a bigger office.
No, she did fine in that office.
That's just it. Just because they're men and they happen to have a little bit bigger bodies, and I've heard them complain that this doesn't do this and this doesn't do that. Then I've heard them turn around and say they're out in their vehicles from morning to night, and then they have to write up a bunch of complaints or
you
bunch
can't
of
have
stuff
it,
afterwards.
Can't have it both ways, can you?
Yeah.
That music in the background tells we're out of time here, Kat.
Okay, well, that's it.
Okay, thanks for the call. Stay tuned in. We're going to go through the top of the hour breaks, and I'll be right back.
The Southern Oregon Coast's leader.